Guan, your relationship with your disciples seems to be unique among the religions. Would you say something about this?
It is unique. For the simple reason that it is not a relationship at all. We will have to go deep into the very idea of relationship. Then only you will be able to understand what is transpiring between me and you. The old religions, all of them, accepted the relationship of Master and the disciple in the same way as they accept the relationship between father and son, brother and sister, husband and wife. The relationship between master and disciple was one of the relationships of the same nature. The relationship between a father and a son a brother and a sister is a static phenomenon. It remains the same. It does not change. It is, in a way, a dead relationship. You can see it when you compare it with the relationship between two lovers, the lover and the beloved. Their relationship is very fragile. Every moment changing. Unpredictable. One cannot say what is going to happen tomorrow. Or even the next moment. This creates fear. The unpredictability, the unknown future. Naturally, destroyed the relationship between lovers and created something similar to father, mother, brother, sister. The marriage is to avoid the fear of change. The marriage is to make the relationship solid. But love is such a phenomenon that the moment you make it solid, it dies. The moment you make it static, it is no more there. Love is just like a spring breeze. It comes. And when it comes, it brings tremendous fragrance, beauty, but it goes. When it comes, it gives you the feeling as if it is going to remain forever. And the feeling is so strong that you cannot doubt it. There is no way to doubt it. Under that intense, doubtless certainty, you give promises. The beloved gives promises. Not knowing at all that it is a spring breeze. It comes when it comes, it goes when it goes. It is not within your hands. You cannot capture it in your fist. You can feel it when your hand is open. Its coolness, but the moment your fist is closed, there is no breeze there. There is no coolness there, no fragrance there. But out of fear, man turned love into the same category as the relationship with your father, with your mother, with your sister, with your brother. He forgot completely that the mother is not your choice. The father is not your choice. The brother or sister is not your choice. They are given factors. But the woman you have fallen in love is the only thing in your life which is not given by birth, which is not determined by birth, which needs a conscious choice. That too creates fear. Just think, if you had to choose your mother, and your father and your brothers and your sisters, your life would have been so much burdened with anxiety, whom to choose, whom not to choose. But these things are just given. By your birth, nature provides you. They are biological. Love is psychological. It depends totally on you. And because it depends totally on you, it creates fear. You can commit a mistake. You cannot commit a mistake by being a son to a mother. What can you do? Every mother is beautiful. Every son is beautiful. Every father is great. Every son is special. You have not been asked. You have not even thought about it. It all happened to you. You were simply a victim to all these relationships, the mother, the father, the brother, the sister. It was not in your hands, within your capacity, to do anything about it. But when you fall in love, then there is tremendous fear, uncertainty, hesitation, anxiety, whether you are taking the right step or the wrong step. Whether this woman is made for you, or you are made for this woman? Is it simply infatuation? Or there is certainly something more than infatuation? Is there love? Or it is only biological attraction? Thousand and one problems arise in you. And the most difficult problem is whether it is going to last. So before it disappears, before it is beyond your reach, you need some support from the law, from the state, from the society, some guarantee. You cannot depend on this woman, on this man only. It is too risky. You don't know the person, who he is, who she is, and what future has for you in its womb, you don't know. You have to take some measurements to make love a stable thing. In fact, what you are asking, it would have been good if you were born with your wife.